Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter on Substack, where you can follow even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, I've got a special guest for you today. It's me, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. I'm going to be talking with you today about geopathic stress. Now, first of all, let's talk about what exactly is geopathic stress. Geopathic stress is a disruption to your mind, body, or soul as a reaction to your environment. So in a nutshell, geopathic stress is stress from your environment. Now, what can geopathic stress affect? Geopathic stress may affecting you emotionally. It may be affecting your acupuncture meridians. It may be affecting your neurolymphatic reflex points. So it may be affecting your lymph system and the flow of energy throughout your body. It may affect your cranial system. So the cranial systems in your brain and in your nervous system. So it may be affecting the way your brain functions. It may affect your chakras. So these are you have seven main chakras or energy centers in your body. Or it may be affecting literally any level of your field. So in a nutshell, geopathic stress can affect you, your physical body, your energy system, and your energy body includes your chakras, your breath, your acupuncture system, may affect you emotionally. And because it's affecting all these things, it may affect your mental outlook. It may be causing anxiety or depression or just a poor outlook on life. And finally, it may be affecting you on the soul level because you may not feel at home, grounded to the earth, at home where you are, feeling like you're not in the right place. Not at ease with where you are on the planet. So in short, geopathic stress may disrupt your functioning on literally any level of your being. And as a medical intuitive healer, I talk about the five levels of healing: physical, energetic, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Now, even if you exercise well, eat robustly, have a great attitude, or live and work in a beautiful space, you may actually be bombarded with geopathic stress and struggling to be healthy. In my work as a medical intuitive healer, I regularly determine the level of geopathic stress you're currently experiencing, and B, I do natural healing work to actually clear and reduce the level of geopathic stress that you may be experiencing as a result of your environment. And this is where you live and where you work. Now, it's not uncommon for me to find urban dwellers, like people living in large urban centers, and we're talking New York, Tokyo, Zurich, any large urban environment where the level of geopathic stress that you may be experiencing may be 98, 99, even 100%. When this happens, you struggle to feel good despite your best efforts. So one of the things that I'm always talking about as a medical intuitive healer is that your environment is the most powerful factor. So those of us who work in natural healing and who try to be healthy naturally, we may be eating well, we may be exercising, we may be meditating, we may be managing our stress, and all of those things are extremely important. But if the overall environment that you're living in is causing you huge amounts of stress, that is the issue, right? And sometimes we can make changes to our environment, Like, for example, you may realize that you're living at a toxic waste dump and you need to move. But sometimes it's the larger environment. So, for example, if you live in New York, if you live in New York or again, any large urban environment, you're going to be experiencing a huge amount of geopathic stress just from living where you are, as opposed to someone living on the top of a mountain or on a beach or out in nature someplace. Now, let's talk about who gets affected by geopathic stress. Highly sensitive people. So many of my clients, many of my listeners are in fact highly sensitive people. If you're a highly sensitive person, you probably know you're a highly sensitive person. I did a broadcast for the Natural Healing Show called How to Become Strong Enough to Handle Being a Highly Sensitive Person. If you're a highly sensitive person, that is who you are. If you're a highly sensitive person, you're never not going to be highly sensitive. So you have to learn how to manage that level of high sensitivity. And highly sensitive people are generally extremely affected by their environment. And again, you may do a lot to create a peaceful, calm, serene surrounding to live and work in, but sometimes there are larger factors, which I'm going to talk about, that you may not have control over. So, for example, my home in Atlanta is in a former Confederate war battlefield area, which we'll talk about. And I've done work to clear that, okay? Who gets affected by geopathic stress? The first group of people is highly sensitive people. And again, you may be doing all kinds of things to manage your sensitivity, but you may not have thought of that bigger picture of your environment. Another group of people who gets really affected by geopathic stress is anyone working in a toxic workplace. So years ago, I remember my first job out of college, I was actually a newspaper reporter, and I went all kinds of places. One of the most fascinating places that I went was inside a nuclear power plant. And that was very, very interesting because even as a guest in going into the nuclear power plant, you wore a badge that measured the level of radioactive material that you would be exposed to. And as you went deeper into the nuclear power plant, your level of exposure got greater and greater. And you could see that people who work in a nuclear power plant, they would have different areas where they would have to change their garments and detoxify themselves. So anyone working in a toxic workplace, so nuclear power plant is an obvious example. I had a client a couple years ago who was an MRI technician who was working around a lot of medical imaging devices, and she is a highly sensitive person, and the geopathic stress just from her job was so bad that she had to quit her job. And so we worked together to clear the level of geopathic stress. So anybody working around in medical imaging, large medical devices, any place where there's a lot more radiation, microwaves, cell phone towers. And then mention anyone living in a large urban area. And I remember years ago working with a fellow intuitive in Sedona, Arizona. And one of the things that he would check to see was your level of interference. And again, when you're in an urban area, just the geopathic stress is going to create a tremendous amount of interference versus if you're out in nature, again, on a mountaintop, on a beach. And then there's less interference. Farm workers, gardeners, or anybody working with toxic chemicals. If you've seen my website, katherinekerrigan.com, you know that I'm a big gardener. My garden is 100% organic. I don't use any toxic chemicals. I actually belonged for many years to a garden club here in Atlanta. A small garden club, less than 30 members, and I cannot tell you how many of the ladies got cancer because they were using Roundup, glyphosate, and other toxic chemicals in their garden. So anybody working with toxic chemicals is being affected by geopathic stress. And again, you may think, well, I just go out there and I spray my roses or I put out the weed killer. But once you spray that, that's in the environment and it's affecting you, the bees, the hummingbirds, your children, your grandchildren, everybody that you care about. Okay. People working around heavy machinery are going to be affected by geopathic stress. People who work at airports or who travel a tremendous amount. So you may not work at an airport, but you may be traveling for your job, going in and out of the airports. And I know that when I was younger and I was more susceptible to geopathic stress, I would go to the airport and have anxiety and panic attacks. And it wasn't really emotional. It definitely, having an anxiety and panic attack is an emotional event, but it was from all the geopathic stress that exists at a normal airport. So if you work at an airport or you travel a lot, you're definitely being affected by geopathic stress. Another group I worked over the years with people who are stewardesses, who worked up in the air and on airplanes, and they experience a tremendous amount of geopathic stress. People living near radio cell towers. I remember when I went to visit my friend Don Dennis in Scotland. He makes flower essences from orchids, and he knew that I was a highly sensitive person, so he placed me in a room in his home where he knew I would be most protected from radio cell towers. People living in mold. I cannot tell you how many clients I've had over the years who were living in a moldy environment. And I can tell you story after story. Most recently, I did a medical intuitive reading with a gentleman who has leukemia, which is basically a blood cancer. And I explained to him that part of why he was having trouble getting well was he was living in a very moldy environment. I had a client here in Atlanta years ago who was an interior decorator. And I said to her, I'm sure your home is absolutely gorgeous, but it's full of mold. And something may look beautiful, but if you're living in mold, that's going to have a huge effect on your overall health. Now, as I mentioned, I do a healing to clear geopathic stress. And again, another group of people who's affected by geopathic stress is anybody who works on a computer. So these are all of you IT guys and gals, people who are on the computer 12 hours a day doing your job. Or maybe you're not an IT person, you're just using your job for your work. And you are definitely going to be affected by geopathic stress. Now, I'm going to be talking with you about how I do this healing because I feel that most of us who live in the modern world need a healing to clear geopathic stress. The world that we live in is very, very different than the world that we lived in 100 years ago. 100 years ago, we didn't have cars, we didn't have cell phone towers, we didn't have computers, we didn't have cell phones. So the world that we live in is very, very different. And our physical bodies have to keep up, and our energetic bodies have to keep up. And so before I explain to you how I do this healing, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. I'm here today talking to you about what is geopathic stress. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. I'm here today talking with you about what is geopathic stress. Now, again, as a medical intuitive healer, when I do a medical intuitive reading, one of the things that I check is your environment. And I would say that most people have some degree of geopathic stress. It really just it's really a question of degree and how bad it is. And I just explained to you about certain people who are definitely affected by geopathic stress. And if you're one of them, you might consider reaching out to me for healing. Now let's explain how I go about this healing. The first thing I do is I determine your level of overall geopathic stress. And again, it's not uncommon for the level of geopathic stress to be in the high 90s, especially anybody living in an urban environment. Number two, and this is very interesting, is I determine if the cause of your stress, of your geopathic stress, is natural and man-made. And shortly in this broadcast, I'm going to be explaining to you sources of geopathic stress. So again, you may think of geopathic stress as being from EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, your computer, your cell phone, your microwaves. And computers, cell phones, and microwaves are definitely sources of geopathic stress. However, there's also natural geopathic stress that we are going to explain in a minute, such as underground streams. Now, number three, if the cause is from natural geopathic stress, meaning natural of the earth, I determine if it's under the earth, on the earth, or above the earth. Number four, so above the earth would be something like chemtrails. And that, of course, is not natural, but it's something that's unfortunately part of our environment these days. Number four, if the cause is man-made, okay, and then, which is a long list, which I'm going to explain to you in a minute, I determine all the factors that are stressing your mind, body, spirit system. And again, people who live in large cities are frequently at or near 98 or 99% geopathic stress because you're constantly bombarded from your urban environment. Okay. Now, number five, I then discover the emotion that geopathic stress pulls up. So again, you may be constantly stressed from your environment and it's causing you to feel a certain way on an ongoing basis. And in addition to finding the emotion, I then find the acupuncture meridian or meridians being affected, the neurolymphatic point, okay, which is part of your lymph system. Your lymph system is twice as large as the circulatory system for the blood. The neuromuscular point, and the neurovascular point in your cranial system. So what part of your brain it's affecting, what part of your nervous system it's affecting, which chakra or chakras are being affected, and the level of your auric field being disrupted. Okay, so you have layers of your field. And again, looking at this big picture, when you think about geopathic stress, it can be one factor affecting your health. And especially if you've got a serious illness like chronic fatigue syndrome, for example. Anybody with chronic fatigue syndrome is under so much stress that they're energetically, they can't keep up. And this is something that could just be wearing you down. Now, number six, once I have identified all the ways your mind, body, spirit has been affected, I then do a clearing to reduce the level of degree of stress that you're experiencing. And usually this requires energy healing on my part. So I find all the factors and then I clear it using energy healing. Now, in my second book, it's an Amazon number one bestseller, What is Healing? Awaken Your Intuitive Power for Health and Happiness. I explained that I'm kind of actually a simple person, believe it or not. And I think simply, and I feel that when it comes to our health, there's really only four problems: blocks, congestion, resistance, or interference. Blocks, congestion, resistance, or interference. So geopathic stress is a form of interference because it's from your environment. So geopathic stress interferes with your overall well-being, whether it's natural or well-made, natural or man-made. Now, to help you understand sources of geopathic stress, here is a list, and it's by no means an exhaustive list, but stresses from your environment that may be affecting you. And so take a moment and listen. And then, as you listen, you might want to make a checklist for yourself and then just notice how many of these factors may be affecting you and your health and well-being. So, natural sources of geopathic stress. So, under the earth, these could be rivers, underground streams, volcanic activity, caves, geopathic fault lines, fossils, ley lines, and gas or oil deposits. So again, this is natural. It's part of the earth, and it may be affecting you. Now, on the earth, what could be affecting you? Storms, floods, earthquakes, fire, pollen, and other allergens. Now, number three, above the earth, lightning. And if you understand, there is something called the Schumann resonance, which is basically energy, another form of geopathic stress. And one of the things that is a factor in your Schumann resonance, the Schumann resonance, which affects every being on the planet, is the number of lightning strikes. And I believe there's something like 50 lightning strikes on average every minute. So above the earth, factors that are contributing to geopathic stress: clouds, storms, wind, thunder, lightning, hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, and tidal waves. And one thing that's important to think about is that currently the Schumann resonance, the vibration of that is actually increasing, and that's going to be affecting all of us, whether you realize it or not, even if you don't know about it. So just like gravity, before I knew what gravity was or I heard the definition of gravity works whether you know what it is or not. And you're affected by your environment whether you know what it is or not. Now, man-made sources of geopathic stress: electrical lines, construction, coal mines. Going back to construction, I'll tell a story. I remember years ago, the state of Georgia decided to rebuild the road in front of my house. And this process, unfortunately for me, took about a year. And they stripped off the top of the road. But after they stripped off the top of the road during this construction process, it caused the ground to shake. And it was so much so that I literally put an earthquake meter on my cell phone because I would wake up in the middle of the night with my house shaking. So if a large truck drove by, my house would shake. It was really disruptive. Fortunately, they fixed that. But again, if you are in any area, and again, in urban areas, there's lots of construction going on all the time. Coal mines, okay? So you may be living near a coal mine, or you may work in a coal mine. If you work in a coal mine, you definitely work in a hazardous environment. Hazardous waste, transformers, shapes of buildings. Now you may go, well, what is it about a shape of a building? So many people have experienced traumatic events in their life, and shapes of building can be triggers for you. So let's say that you had an abusive event that happened in a particular type of room or a particular type of building, then every time you go into a building shaped like that, it can absolutely set you off. Sewage lines, steel foundations, radio waves. And again, radio waves are going on all the time, even if you don't know about them, even if you do your best to control the Wi-Fi in your house. Air pollution. And again, if you live in an urban environment where you're driving down the interstate to and from work, or you're living near a large highway, that can be affecting you. I also want to say golf courses. If you live near a golf course, the golf course is going to be treated with chemicals, and people who live within 5 miles of a golf course, their risk for Parkinson's disease is dramatically higher because of all the chemicals that get poured on the golf course on a regular basis. So you may think, great, I've got this wonderful, beautiful view of a golf course, but you're not recognizing that living near a golf course is actually a pretty extreme form of geopathic stress because of the chemicals. Water pollution. I'll tell a story. Last year it was, I believe, one of my neighbors got our city of Atlanta water tested. And the water coming out of our pipes, and I'm on the same pipe, is absolutely toxic to drink. So that's for starters. And then last year, my house is 86 years old. And last year, I had a major leak in my house, causing me to replace all the pipes in my house. And it was a blessing in disguise, huge expense, $22,000 worth of repairs. But when the plumber showed me, he took videos of my pipes, and there was black sludge inside the pipes. And my first thought when I saw the videos of inside my pipes was, it's amazing I don't have a terminal illness. So if you're living in an old house with old pipes, whether you think about it or not, the pipes themselves may be toxic. And then if you're living in an area, an urban area that doesn't have clean water, you may be drinking polluted water out of toxic pipes. And for myself, I get distilled water delivered to my house. I even give my dog distilled water because I want my dog to live a long time. But water pollution is something that affects many more people than you think about. And, you know, we're all concerned about the health of our rivers and our oceans, but the water that you drink that comes out of your tap water may not be clean. And if you are living in an urban environment, you might benefit from having your water scientifically tested. I have definitely worked with clients who spent literally hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get well and done everything they could think of to get well. And it all went back to the quality of the water they were drinking. The water they were drinking was not clean and was affecting their health. And these are people who've been to many countries spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. So water pollution may be affecting you, okay, much more than you think. And with that, I'm going to take a break and listen to another message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. I'm talking with you today about what is geopathic stress and how I clear that as a medical intuitive healer. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, talking with you today about what is geopathic stress. Now, I've been giving you examples of what is geopathic stress. I talked about natural sources of geopathic stress and also man-made sources of geopathic stress. I want to give you an example from one of my clients. So years ago, I remember working with a priest who'd had heart disease. And anyway, he was still having tremendous issues. And we talked about his bedroom. And I actually went into the room. And this is how he was sleeping. He was sleeping on electric bed, like a hospital bed that could be moved up and down. His head was located when he slept in the bed. His head was directly next to an electrical plug. And there was gadgets all around him. So your heart is electrical, your brain is electrical, and when you're sleeping right next to electrical outlets, that can affect your EKG, your EEG, and your entire well-being. So these are things that people don't think about. So again, you may be thinking about eating well, sleeping well, meditating, praying, all of that's so great. But geopathic stress may have a bigger effect on your well-being than you might think. Now, let's continue as I talk about man-made sources of geopathic stress. Phone lines, cell phone towers, landfills, airplane noises, chemtrails, buried electrical cables, atomic bombs. So I remember years ago, I had a client who was an orphan who was adopted from Russia, and she had been born near Chernobyl. And bless her heart, just having been an orphan and growing up next to Chernobyl, had affected her health through the rest of her life. I began working with her as a client. She was in her late teens. But her level of geopathic stress was huge and had been huge because of her early exposure to Chernobyl. Burn off from industrial plants, fumes for a hospital or fumes for a new from a new car. Computers, and again, I think so many of us, we spend almost so much of our day on our computers, whether we're working or reading or researching. Cell phones, okay, toxic buildings, light sensitivity. And so, what's a toxic building? So, if you work in a place that doesn't have good ventilation, or your home doesn't have good ventilation, I remember years ago I got my air ducts cleaned. And here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I did a whole show about air pollution in your home because you may think, well, I clean my house, I vacuum. Well, you don't think about the air circulation in your home. And it's a really good idea to get your air ducts cleaned every 6 or 7 years. I know that I have special devices in my air ducts to help clean them on an ongoing basis. And I remember when I first got my air ducts cleaned, and again, this is an old house. The guys who cleaned the air ducts, they're like, you don't even know want to know what was in the air ducts. Okay. So again, you may not think about your house being toxic, but if you're not able to open the windows to ventilate, and if you're not cleaning your air ducts regularly, you could have air pollution just from your house. And I remember years ago when I was growing up, my grandfather was a scientist. He made his career at DuPont and he loved doing scientific research. And he and I did a lot of scientific experiments proving that indoor air pollution is actually worse than air pollution outside. So, again, if you work in an or live in an urban area, you may think, well, I want to stay inside because the air pollution won't be so bad. Well, if your home or workplace is not properly ventilated, then chances are the air pollution in your house or workplace could be worse. Light sensitivity, TV, electric blankets, construction materials, traffic congestion. So if you live next to, a lot of traffic, a high traffic area, then that's geopathic stress, clutter, poor feng shui, mold and fungus. So here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I've done a number of shows about how mold can affect your health, and that's something that many people don't consider. So if you live in a place where the humidity is over 50%, according to the US Centers for Disease Control, you absolutely have mold. So I have a whole house dehumidifier in my house. I live in Atlanta. Today, I noticed outside the humidity is 70%. So very moldy situation. Proximity to industrial plants and nuclear power plants, and also war. So I have done medical intuitive readings, believe it or not, to a client in the Gaza Strip, bless her heart. I did not charge her. And so anybody being affected by war is absolutely being affected by geopathic stress. Now, chemical stressors include polluted drinking water, high sugar intake, food sensitivities, heavy metals, recreational drugs. Okay, so many people think it's okay to smoke marijuana. Somebody just asked me about marijuana. Marijuana is toxic for your brain. Your brain is supposed to be soft like jello. Marijuana hardens your brain. Pollution, chemicals, paints, and solvents. And if you want to paint your house, you can definitely get paint that's healthier for you, that's not as toxic. Swimming pool chemicals, hot tub chemicals. And I remember years ago going to visit a friend of mine who did health assessments. And at the time, my husband was putting toxic chemicals in our hot tub, and I changed it to where I put hydrogen peroxide in the hot tub rather than the typical toxic pool chemicals, agricultural sprays, and vaccines. Electromagnetic stressors include fluorescent lights. Many children go to school and schools with fluorescent lights, computers, cell phones, telephones, Wi-Fi, microwaves, TVs, pagers, radio waves, radar, household appliances, satellite dishes, power lines, airplanes, and electric blankets. Now, another thing that you may not have thought about, physical causes of geopathic stress may include poor ergonomics at your desk. So, and again, this is environmental stress. And I'll never forget years ago, a client came in because she was having chronic neck pain. And she would go to the chiropractor and get adjusted. And the next day she'd go to work and feel just as bad. Well, basically, what I figured out, the way that she was sitting, she worked in a cubicle. And so many of us, unfortunately, these days work in cubicles. And there was a small opening in the cubicle where her boss could see her. So she was sitting facing facing her body facing one way with her body torqued and twisted to the side 8 hours a day. So poor ergonomics at your desk. Now that's an extreme example, but many people are sitting with poor posture. I have a free download on my website, Unlimited Energy Now, on how to sit and stand with good posture. Poor workplace conditions. Physical trauma such as rape, car wrecks, or accidents. So, one of the healings that I do is what's called a postural stress release. So, for example, if you were in a car wreck and your body was in a certain position when your car was in the accident, then every time your body recreates that posture, then it's going to trigger the cellular memory of that accident. And I can remember doing healing on that with a gentleman, and it pulled up a tremendous amount of emotional stress. Lack of exercise, poor posture, poor breathing, and inadequate rest. Now, if you've been working hard to become a healthier person, you might want to listen to this list, and again, I recommend that you make a list of all the sources of geopathic stress that may be affecting you and consider whether you are being adversely affected by geopathic stress. I do medical intuitive readings, and when I do my medical intuitive reading, that's one of the things that I look at. And it's very common for me to find people who are being affected by electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs. And I frequently find that, and I'm frequently recommending remedies for that. So that's where a medical intuitive reading may be extremely helpful when your medical doctor, psychologist, naturopath, or other practitioner may not be able to pinpoint why you're still not feeling well. Now, I also want to conclude this broadcast by talking about if you realize, okay, this is actually a pretty exhaustive list, and yes, I'm definitely being affected by geopathic stress. So, what are some things that will help? So, on a regular basis, I frequently recommend that people use or wear little devices to protect you against electromagnetic frequencies. So, if you spend a lot of time on the computer or cell phone, you regularly will benefit from this. So, a company that I'm always recommending, and I don't get any kickbacks from this, is Clarus Q-Link. So, here's my Clarus Q-Link. I usually wear this Q-Link when I'm going to the airport, okay? And I wear actually a bracelet from a company called Pure Life, and this is EMF protection. And I remember when my best friend and I bought a Pure Life bracelet at the same time, And through kinesiology or muscle testing, most people, if you hold a cell phone to your head, which you do if you're holding the cell phone to your ear, it basically weakens your muscles and weakens your body. So the Pure Life bracelet is what I wear and helps you. I have here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I did a whole radio show about the healing powers of shungite. And if you are working around a lot of computers, shungite is a crystal that helps protect people against EMFs. In general, crystals in general are very helpful for grounding and protecting against EMFs. Today, I happen to be wearing an Angel Aura Quartz. Staying well hydrated. If you spend a lot of time on the computer or any electrical device, you want to stay well hydrated because when you're dehydrated, you're going to be much more great, highly affected by any EMFs. Spending time in nature. Most of us feel so much better when we're out in the garden, when we're taking a walk in the woods. And the Japanese have discovered that even 20 minutes in nature, in trees, will lift depression and heal you on many levels. So spending time in nature and getting away from all of our gadgets, like not walking with your cell phone, but just walking to be in the fresh air and the sunshine is going to help you. And then feng shui, having an environmental assessment. So many people do not realize how they're being affected by the Wi-Fi in their home, their computers, and their cell phones. And you can get an electronic assessment of your house. Grounding sheets may help you. There's definitely companies that sell grounding sheets that help to ground your energy as you're sleeping. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. So one of the things that I look at when I am doing a medical intuitive reading is what is your level of geopathic stress, number one. And then number two, I do healing to clear that. I look at how are you being affected by all this stress from your environment. And again, we live in a world that's very, very different from 100 years ago. So as you identify your sources of geopathic stress and take appropriate remedies and receive healing work to clear it, then what you'll notice is that your overall level of stress generally and gradually decreases, kind of like the water level. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at catherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter. Follow me on Substack. And as you reduce your level of geopathic stress, you'll find yourself feeling more energetic, happier, calmer, and heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.